Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown. Listen to me. Many of you right now, life's got you up against the rope, and you got to do me a favor. Like, you can't give up. You can't give in. Listen to me. If it was easy, everybody would do it. And if life's got you backed up, I need you to do what Buster Douglas did. Buster Douglas started fighting back. He said, I know you knocked out 30 other people before me, but I won't be the 31st. You got to tell life, I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you ain't dealt with me. You got to tell bankruptcy. You got to tell divorce. You got to tell sickness. I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you come up against the wrong one this time. I'm saying this to you. As you're going through your go-through and you're ready to quit, you're ready to give up, you're ready to give in because it don't look like you think it should look. When you in your dark place and they about to take over the whole place, you got to start thinking in ways you never thought before. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you about to quit. Hoes. Hoes. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Hoes. Hoes. You put too much in it to quit now? Hoes. It doesn't look like you think. You didn't get the grades you thought you were going to get. So maybe I'm not meant to be a lawyer. Hoes. Hoes. And then at the right time, now. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like, it's clear to you. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Like, before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today. I ain't put my dream on nobody else, and I don't care what nobody think about my doggone dream.